Since February, gasoline prices have risen up to 25 cents a gallon across much of the country. NPR's Jack Speer talked to some energy experts about what's causing the price rises, and he talked to some motorists who are spending a lot more at the pump.
At this Exxon station near the infamous Watergate complex, self-serve unleaded now goes for $1.59 a gallon. That's above the national average of $1.38 a gallon. But motorist Roxanne Badu, who needed gas, says prices are also rising outside of the city.
Even in Virginia, I mean, I was buying gas and it was like $1.12, and then it was like $1.24, and then it was $1.36, just like that.
According to the latest survey by oil price watcher Trilby Lundberg, gasoline prices rose by 14 cents during a two-week period in March, the biggest increase in the survey's 50-year history. Mantel Williams, a national spokesman for AAA, says several factors have been at work pushing prices higher.
OPEC also made a decision to not increase their output, despite the fact that we are starting to see demand. And of course, probably a very big factor is the economy itself. People now are starting to ease back into travel. As the economy grows, as we have more demand for the fuel product, you'll see the price rise.
Motorists can take some solace from the fact prices are down 8 cents a gallon from a year ago. John Lichtblau is chairman of the Petroleum Research Foundation in New York. He thinks prices could begin stabilizing soon.
I think we are more or less at the peak, and gasoline prices could very well start leveling off. And then, as we've always seen, the price is likely to start declining later on somewhat.
But back at the Watergate Exxon, that's cold comfort for motorists. Art Annist says he's noticed it costs a lot more to fill up his car.
I commute to Baltimore Airport every day, so I've noticed the increase in price radically because I get gas every third day.
One bit of good news is analysts say that oil inventories are actually beginning to build. That means the sharp swings in prices we've seen recently may soon be coming to an end. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.